Hello and welcome to the Disney Dreaming Podcast. This is episode 14. 14.
Wow, already?
I know.
Wow.
We're in May of 2016 and welcome. I don't know what else to say. I think I kind of forgot what to say there.
Welcome.
On today's episode, we are going to forego Disney news because, I mean, I'm sure you've all heard all the Disney news that's going on. And we're going to talk about trip planning and especially how to save money when planning a trip. So thanks for joining us. I'm Christine.
And I'm Chrissy.
It's so old hat to us now.
You didn't figure it out already.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
All right, so we have a trip coming up in October, which is coming so fast.
Yep.
And we decided, we didn't have to take us a long time to decide we're going to go on a trip because we love to do that. But we are very cost-effective ladies for our families. And so we tried to figure out what's the best way to go to Disney in the style we enjoy. Mm-hmm. I should say it that way. Mm-hmm. And save some money because there are the basic ways. Stay at a Pop Century, stay at a value resort. You're going to save money if you do that. So that's number one tip. But if you want a little bit more, I guess the word would be luxury.
Yeah, I would say luxury.
I would say luxury. A little
convenience.
Convenience and some upgrades. And you want to stay at a higher level resort. There is at least one way that we know of to do that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a few ways. The first one is if you're lucky enough to get a PIN code.
Mm-hmm.
And a PIN code is a specialized code that Disney sends out to certain guests that have usually stayed there before. And it's a discount and usually a little bit something else. So Disney has been stalking my life for the last year. And they keep sending me PIN codes every season.
They can't figure out why you haven't used it yet.
Like, why won't you come here, Christine? I need you to come.
Yep.
And so every time I get one, I text Chrissy and I'm like, get off my nuts.
I have never gotten a PIN code.
I get them constantly. It's ridiculous. Like, I never got them and I finally am able to use one. The cool thing about it is it's whatever usually the special that Disney's running for everybody plus something.
Mm-hmm.
So my PIN code right now is off a deluxe or a deluxe villa. It's 30% off. But what they're doing right now is they're also kicking in Park Hopper free on whatever ticket you get, but you have to have at least a 5-day Park Hopper. So it's a little something.
Yeah.
And you have availability that you don't get in the other one. So I booked for this summer. And I'm actually going in a little over a month. And I am staying Poly Villa Standard. And it was $160 less per night than it would have been if I had booked directly through Disney.
Yep.
And it's interesting because every time I check my code in the Disney website, because I'm crazy and I check daily. Like, what's the rate? What's the rate? What's the rate? Because I want to.
Why?
Because I want to. It's this weird, I need to know I got a good deal.
Mm.
So I keep checking and I'm like, well, what if I changed? What if I did this?
Yeah.
And another tip is.
Change to what? You're staying at the Poly Villa.
I have no. There is no rhyme or reason to my madness.
Yeah.
And it's like a whole plate of crazy. Yeah. And I know that about myself. Like when
what if you put your pin in and you saw Boardwalk Villas for like $200?
I think I would still stay at Poly because I haven't stayed at the Poly for 20 years, but I'd go like this. Oh, I could have stayed
right
here.
Right, right.
Like it's just
something in your mind.
And it's my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, you love it.
So it's like, it's what I do. So, when I booked last week, there were certain hotels that weren't available.
Mm-hmm.
Yacht Club wasn't available. Beach Club was like $500 a night. Boardwalk was like $400 a night. I checked today. Yacht Club is $370 a night. It just constantly changes.
Yeah.
And that's a tip. If you're looking for the 30% off or the 25% off that Disney's offering right now, not a PIN code, but just what they're offering to everybody, like for the summer, it's the Awaken Summer Fun. If you continue to check, you're going to find different rates depending on the day, depending on the time. So
yep.
Keep looking and being vigilant and you will probably get a good price.
Agreed.
A second one is what we are actually using for our October trip. Do you want to tell them about that, Chrissy?
Yeah, so in addition to using a PIN code or a Disney-issued discount, mm-hmm. You can also rent DVC points. People, I don't know how... I mean, it's not illegal. Obviously, right. People do it. I don't know how long people are going to be able to do it.
Right.
But for now, there are a couple of websites. David's DVC Rental is one of them. And what's the one we just used
recently? DVC-rental.com. None of whom sponsor us. I want to say that everything we talk about today, we're not sponsored by anybody. We just use them.
Yes. Yeah, we don't have a relationship with any of these companies. But I have used both of them in the past, and they both are tremendous deals. So you can get a great rate for villas. You can get standard studio villas.
Mm-hmm.
You can get one bedroom, two bedroom.
Yep.
You can do anything, anywhere that you can use the Disney Vacation Club, you can rent points through these websites. And it can save you a lot of money.
Saved us a lot of money.
Yep. For instance, I don't remember. It was 2014, two years ago. We stayed Beach Club Villa direct through Disney.
Nice.
Waiting for the discount to come out.
Right.
Or waiting for free dining to come out.
Yep.
And the deal in 2014 was so limited, and they release so few rooms that you can actually use the discount for. And this was just a general public booking. This was just straight through Disney. And the rate was for a studio villa.
It was just you and Rich, right?
It was just my husband and I. Our rate with the room and tickets and dining came to a little over $5,000.
Oh, holy hell.
But we wanted to stay at the Beach Club.
Right.
And
that's what Disney charges.
Ooh. And that is... What had happened to us was that we didn't qualify for any of the discounted rates or free dining. All the rooms were booked up. There was nothing. No PIN codes. We had nothing to use.
You paid rack rate for everything.
We paid rack rate for everything. But for this coming up trip, we decided to rent a villa through the Disney Vacation Club Rentals website. And we got a one-bedroom villa. Just the room is $3,100.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
For a one-bedroom villa.
For a week, right?
For seven nights.
Seven nights.
Which is great.
Right.
So it ends up being a little bit...
But there's also four of you in the room now instead
There's four of us in the room.
Instead of two.
Exactly.
Which is, you add that, they charge you more per person.
Yeah.
We're going at the same time, and we're at Beach Club Villas, excuse me, and we have a studio, a standard studio, and five nights, right?
Yeah.
Is $1,200.
Yeah, and see, that's the difference. When we stayed five nights, it probably was about the same price that we're paying now. It's probably about $3,100 before. Isn't that crazy? And that was through Disney, yeah.
Disney?
It was over $500 a night.
Hikes it up.
Yeah.
Hikes it up so much. And I think that a DVC rental or David's, and actually, DVC-rental does not give you an online calculator, but... David's Vacation Rental will, if you go to their website... It will tell you exactly how many points you need and exactly how much it's going to be. It's kind of a convoluted process, and you do actually have to have a little fortitude to stick with it. It's not instantaneous. Like, if you're on the Disney website booking, but it's worth it to save the money. Are you serious?
The other thing to think about when you do this, though, is that you are going to have to put a good chunk of change up right out. Up front.
Right.
It's not like Disney where you can put down a $200 deposit and then pay closer to your trip. You're going to need to pay half. With David's. Yeah. I know you have to pay in full.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And DVC rental.
And DVC rental, you have to pay half of your deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Half of your total trip, and then you can pay off the rest up to 30 days before your trip.
But I would definitely recommend it. It's great. It's
awesome. Yeah. It works out really well. Because you get all the same amenities that you would if you were renting a room through Disney.
And I was super skeptical. I was like, I'm going to get scammed. I am the most paranoid person.
Yeah.
I think that the milkman is going to try to scam me at Shaw's. Like, it's ridiculous. And the fact that the minute we booked and I put down my half of what it was, so I think we had to pay like $600, it immediately was in my Disney experience.
Yep.
They're seeing everything, so you know it's real.
Yep. Like, it's right
not
there.
They're not scamming you.
Nope.
So that's a really good, those are some tips on how to get a discounted room rate.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I think a lot of people might say is that when there is a PIN code out, do the math. You will probably save more money when you do a room-only discount versus a free dining.
Mm-hmm.
You will probably save money. Some people love the convenience of free dining, but every time we've crunched the numbers, go with the room-only discount. It's going to be way better for you.
Yep. It always works out to be more.
Another way to save money when going to Disney is on tickets. I would never recommend stopping on the highway on the way to Disney and buying tickets that you see discounted tickets, because that's a scam. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Like I said, you were talking to Captain Paranoid over here. Yeah. I just don't trust anyone. But
I have bought tickets there and they've been totally legit. So
have they? Oh, see, and I heard they were like scam a lamb. No? Okay.
Not all of them. It does depend on where you go.
Where you go, right.
But some of them are not. Some of them are, you know, some legit. Of them you can get a pretty good deal. Yeah.
That's good. I wish I could get an annual pass, because then you can get way more discounts, but I can't shell out $800, $900. I can't do that. I actually am a subscriber to Lentesta's Touring Plans app for lines. It is one of my favorite apps. It's probably $12 a year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And you get to see menus and room finders. So basically, his people went through every single room in every single resort and will show you what it looks like standing in your door.
Yeah.
It's just really kind of cool. But one of the cool things on it is it does a ticket calculator, because my husband, Ryan, hates Disney tickets. He thinks it's the biggest scam there ever is, and I do too.
Yeah.
The fact that they're charging you over $100 a day when you, if you were to just buy one, that's where they get you. They'll give you all these discounts on all these things, but tickets that everyone needs, that's where they get you.
Yeah.
So,
because you got to get into the park.
You got to. And so I found the ticket calculator. So you tell on this app what you want. So 6-day park hopper, you can put in the water park and more, and then calculate. It will tell you which reputable site to go to save money. Again, I was skeptic, so I Googled it, like, is this a scam? Is this a scam? And everybody was just like, no, 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 this is great, this is great. So I did it, and for Ryan and I, in October, it would have cost us, through Disney, $902 for 2 6-day park hopper tickets, which gives me palpitations. Like, I can't even handle it.
I don't even want to think about that.
I went through parksavers.com, and I paid $770 for the same tickets. $120 it was like $123. Somehow it was $123, which then paid for our pre-night at Pop.
Yeah.
So it's like I saved money and I figured out really just a way to spend it again at Disney, but get more from it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So there's Park Savers, and then Undercover Tourist is also a good one. But Park Savers is going to save you more money. And even though I only wanted a 6-day, I ended up getting a 7-day because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
Which didn't make sense to me.
I looked on Park Savers, but they didn't have any deals for an 8-day ticket.
Really?
Yeah, it was...
That's lame-o.
It was like $2 less than Disney's.
That's dumb.
Yeah. But the 6 with the seven-day upgrade is awesome deal.
I couldn't believe... Yeah, they gave me a free awesome
deal.
I was like, okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. I would totally recommend the Touring Plans app. It's worth you $12. And there's a great community there of chat. I rarely, now when I pick up my phone, I used to always go to Facebook, Twitter, all those things. I now go to the Touring Plans app, like, because I'm so Disney obsessed. I'm like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? And, you know, you get some of the normal trolls and everything, but there's really a lot of tips. They'll give you packing tips for people who are like really uber crazy about that. What socks to wear, what shoes to wear, where to stand. Well, it's a great,
and the thing about the Touring Plans app and website, I must say, is that it's a planning website. It's not going to give, you know, there are tons of information websites, like tons and tons and tons. And they're great too. Don't get me wrong. They're great too. But this really is great for planners. Like, I mean, the hotel, the room finder alone is worth the $12 a year. I would pay $12 a month to have that if I was planning for a year.
And they fax it in for you. If you want a room request, Touring Plans will fax it in for you. It's part of their service. It's just, it's to me, and is there anybody more knowledgeable than Testa?
No.
Besides Jim Hill?
I used it last year, too, when I was planning Disneyland, because I knew nothing about Disneyland.
Right.
And it was awesome.
Right. So those are some ways to save money. One of the other things I wanted to talk about on this episode, if it's okay with you, Chrissy, is what I want to tell you is one of the best tips I can give you when planning your Disney vacation. You need to constantly, and not as constantly as I do, but keep checking for things. I was telling Chrissy today, the trip I'm taking in a little over a month is last minute. And so I didn't have my year to plan. I made a Crystal Palace reservation with my mother for 9:05 a.m. I then went to do my fast passes, and the only fast pass I could get was 9:05 for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And I started to panic because there's no way I'm going to Crystal Palace at 9:05 and getting on the Mine Train. But I knew if I kept Mine Train, somebody was going to give up a different time.
Yeah.
And so 3 times a day, because I'm crazy, most of you could do once, I would check back and check back and check back. And they're like, no, the closest Mine Train to 9:05 was 6 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
Then this morning, I checked again, and they gave me a 9:45 Mine Train. Somebody must have dropped it, so I could instantly switch it, and now I'm good.
Yep.
You keep persistent, and you keep looking for those ADRs. Oh, let me go back and say one other thing about the Touring Plans. I know I'm all over the place today. One of the other great things about the Touring Plans website, they have a restaurant finder. Mm-hmm. You put in, I wanted Be Our Guest breakfast, and I couldn't get it. So you put it in as a request on touringplans.com, and it will search and send you a text when it's available.
Yeah.
We just found this. If you go book it now. So all those really hard to get ones now, you can get through the Touring Plans. They'll search for you. They'll do all the hard work.
Yeah.
But when you're planning...
Disney Dining Buddy used to
be? Like Disney Dining Buddy. And they're not in trouble because they don't book a bunch of them.
Yeah.
They just tell you it's available.
Yeah.
Oh, boop, here it is. It's open at 8:10.
But you got to go and
immediately. So if you're sleeping and they text you and you don't hear it, sorry for you, buddy.
Yeah.
But you can do it again. And it's just constantly searching the website. So that's really good.
That's awesome.
Go back and keep checking for those ADRs that you weren't getting.
Yeah.
Or those Fast Pass Pluses that you weren't getting. Just keep looking because things are added, subtracted all the time.
Yep.
And it will make your trip better. If you have persistence and you're diligent, you'll have it.
Yep.
So,
That's a great tip.
It's
because it's true, because stuff changes every second on those websites.
Mm-hmm. And people, I mean, like us. Today I dropped, for our October trip, we dropped a 6:30 Garden Grill and changed it to 7. And I bet somebody somewhere was like, yes, it's a 6:30 Garden Grill that we wanted.
Yep.
So that's all we have to say about that. Do you have any other tips for saving money or for really being a good planner?
Yeah, with regards to dining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really have to be diligent. I mean, I know we've done shows about the dining plan.
Right.
But what we're doing again in October is we've decided not to...
I'm shocked by us.
...partake in the Disney dining plan. Because, again, crunching the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we eat now.
Right.
It just doesn't work out to be a good value for us.
Right. I'm a snacker.
Yep. And especially with the Food and Wine Festival going on.
That's what we're going to want to do.
You know, it's just... For this trip, it's just not going to be a good value.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really look into the way that your family eats, what time of year it is, mm-hmm. because, you know, there's a lot of good... Like, when those festivals are going on at Epcot,
yeah,
you're going to spend money on food anyway.
Yeah,
so,
and you can't beat it.
And you can't beat it.
Right.
Because the dining plan prices have gone up again.
It's almost $70 a day.
It's almost $70 a day. For a family of four, you're looking at, you know...
$280. Maybe almost $300.
Almost $300 a day.
Because tips not included.
Nope, tips aren't included.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just... You just have to kind of take in... Look at the menus.
Right.
The prices are right there.
Right.
Like, you can calculate what you're going to be spending.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and compare it to what you would be spending on the dining plan. And if it's... not going to match up, there's really, like, it's really just wasted money.
It is. And Disney banks on that.
Oh, yeah.
They make so much money off of you when you use the dining plan.
Yeah.
Because, oh, you're not eating that chocolate cake. Oh, you're not doing this drink. Great. We'll just pocket that money.
Yep.
So it's crazy. And we're trying something this year. Well, at least I know Ryan and I are, where we're going to take a good chunk of the money we would have spent on the dining plan, we're going to put it on a Disney gift card. So when we're down there, we can either charge to our Magic Band and then halfway through the trip go and pay off a bunch of it with the Disney gift card. Or at the restaurants, we can just use the gift card to pay instead of tapping our Magic Band, because that's another tip.
Oh.
Be aware that every time you tap, it becomes so easy to tap that Magic Band, tap it, and the money, oh, it just keeps rolling.
Yep, and they won't charge you until you're done with your trip.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that bill on the last day, and your credit card gets banged, and you're...
Oh, you're miserable.
Whoa, I didn't realize I charged that much.
Uh-huh.
Either that, or you can also, every day, when you go back to the hotel, they have a running bill of what you've spent that day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can always go to the lobby or the concierge and ask them for your bill for the day, even if you just want to tally it so that you won't be surprised at the end of your trip. You know, if you don't want to pay it off, you don't have to pay it off. But, you know, it is easy to just have it come off your credit card. Just make sure that you either put, you know, you can link it to a gift card.
Right.
Which is a smart thing to do. In most cases, I think that now you have to be a part of, you know, my Disney experience to even... have a vacation down there.
Right.
I mean, it's just the way of vacationing at Disney now. But I think that the credit card that's stored in there is what they automatically link your Magic Band to.
Yep.
However, you don't have to have that linked to your band. When you get to your hotel, you can always change your card.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, shoot, I don't want this on my debit card.
Right.
Change it to a credit card.
Right.
Or change it to a gift card, like you are going to do. Mm-hmm. You're going to load some money onto a gift card and use that. That's a really smart thing to do, you know, or they can also charge different cards to different bands in each party. So if you wanted your husband to have a card and you have a card, you could say, okay, we'll use mine for dining and yours for gifts.
Right.
You know,
or drinks
Ryan. or, you know, food, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, that's a smart way to save money as well, so that you'll always know. Okay, well, I spent $50 on drinks today. Okay, I spent, you know, $75 on food. Make a mark of it and you know what you're spending. That's another great way to track your money.
Absolutely. And it's, I think it's smart, because you don't want to have a wonderful vacation and then that last night you get that bill and it just yeah, sours you.
It does.
Because you're like salted at the end. You're like, come on. Yeah. I spent that much money. And I think that's why a lot of people like the dining plan, is because you don't have to shell out that money, but you're just paying for it before.
Exactly. It's just, I think also like having something specifically for dining, mm-hmm, like you're going to do, will save a lot of that trouble.
I think so too.
You know, like if you say, okay, I'm not going to use my band for my meals.
Right.
And you just put your meals on the Disney dining card. Right. So that you are, I mean, your Disney gift card, so that you already know that that's just for your meals. Mm-hmm. Then it's not such a big chunk of change at the end of the trip.
Exactly.
You know, like, because it does hit hard when you get to the end of that, that trip and you're like, holy moly.
Last time we went, I was like this, oh, we brought cash and we went on like the almost last day to pay. And I was like, oh, good God. Oh, good God.
Yeah.
I looked at my husband and I said, seriously, you? Seriously, with the pool bar, you're ridiculous.
That is the thing. Mm-hmm. That gets you real good.
Oh, it kicked us right where it counted. But
yeah,
you know what? I've given it up. Jesus, take the wheel when I go down there, because yeah, I'm like, I'm here. I don't go on vacation all the time.
Nope.
I'm going to live it up when I'm here. So it's important to have that fun too.
Yeah, but there's certainly ways that you can count on it and still have that fun. You know, mm-hmm, like you don't have to go buck wild, you know, or go buck wild, but right, know that you're going to go buck wild.
Exactly.
You know, and like
budget for it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You will hear from us in June, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe before I go, maybe after I go.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you when I come back that week, and then I will have a post-trip report.
Oh, I can't wait.
All kinds of dining reviews for you, because we're going to different places, my mom and I, and I will have a total Polynesian villa review for you.
Just awesome.
Because I can't wait, but...
I can't wait.
Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great rest of your month.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.